in these lessons, we've been talking about the things that Jesus said about various topics in the Bible. We talked about what he said about the resurrection. We talked about what he said about the scriptures. Today, I want us to look at the things he said about repentance. The Bible tells us that John went preaching in the wilderness saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was in the synagogue in Nazareth, and after he read from the book of Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, and then the Bible says, from that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." So what was our Lord's teaching about repentance? I'll tell you what Jesus taught about repentance. He said, "Except you repent and believe the gospel, you shall all perish." More than philosophers of his time, Jesus understood the nature and the consequences of sin, thereby urging upon sinners repentance towards God and faith in himself as the means of salvation and divine favor. The terms repent and repentance occur over 25 times in the four Gospels, and the majority of these references were used by Jesus himself. Repentance is given as the watchword of the forerunner of Jesus, who preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. I'd like for you to notice that it did say the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. It did not say the repentance of baptism for the remission of sins. Baptism was not for the remission of sins. Repentance was for the remission of sins. When our Lord began his ministry, as described by Matthew, from that time began Jesus to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Here we find repentance is set forth as the first aspect of our Lord's ministry. After his choice of the 12, Jesus commissioned them, and they began where he did. They went out and preached that men should repent. Repentance, in the full scriptural meaning, is the sum and substance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In our Lord's mind, the need for repentance was as universal as the fact of sin, and with the possibility of forgiveness. With great authority, Jesus taught the sinfulness of men, but he was equally certain that sinners, even the worst, could be forgiven. No man have gone too far in sin that he is beyond the power to deliver. Jesus said, "Him that comes unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Furthermore, there can be no genuine repentance apart from the convicting ministry of the Holy Spirit, revealing to the sinner the nature of his sin, not merely against himself or others, but first against God. Is this not proven by our Lord's teaching in his illustration of the prodigal son, who out in the far country came to himself? Prodigal had a change of mind. Not only did he come to himself, but he came to his father also. This change of mind that he had was so strong that it changed his life. He began making right decisions. He began to head home, and when he met his father, he said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven." Not against his father now. He said, "I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no more worthy to be called your son." When a person is made conscious of sin by the Holy Spirit, it is primarily a sin against God. David cried out and confessed, "Against you, you only have I sinned." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.